When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us. We spin the category wheel. We will spin the category wheel. Thank you, Ted.
Yeah, my bad. That's all me.
Everyone's dragging a little. I thought you'd be faster, being that you just saw F1, what, last night?
I did.
Generally, you see movies, they inspire you, you know what I mean?
He's still thinking of a Brad Pitt without a shirt on.
Which apparently there's a lot of.
He looks great. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. Talk about it later. The man looks great.
Fifth time you mentioned it.
He looks that good. Thought about switching teams.
Yeah. We know who Ted would like to F1. Mm-hmm. We will spin a category wheel, and then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here is where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right, because, as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, so far this year, our biggest dummy has been the lovely and talented Cody, who thought a headbutt was another name for a cleft chin, and found a way to answer 10 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Well, of course you can. Everyone else has. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration.
To be a contestant and play Big Dummy, call 206-803-ROCK. Like KISW on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send those emails to themensroom@KISW.com. Oh, but tell us, away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,350. What a large and a charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. The head chef is back, coming up at 4:30. Ted's Meat and Potatoes, talking fast food French fries.
It's a simple one. Everybody has an opinion.
Yeah,
of course. Now, is this rankings, or is this just what the people think?
Rankings.
Okay.
Just full disclosure, it's going to piss you off.
You already disagree with the list, don't you?
I do.
Yeah, the look on your face as you're explaining, like, Ted looks like, disagrees.
Everyone likes different fries.
They do. I mean, they do.
I believe that...
you're wrong.
No, we've talked about this. Growing up, your version of crinkle-cut French fries...
sucked.
...are the pan ones that they made at school and they baked. And they were dry.
At home.
And they were terrible.
Yeah,
or they were barely cooked and flimsy, and it's like eating a raw potato.
Correct. Yeah. Your mom tried to make them in the oven.
So apparently there's no way to make them right.
No, well, what I'm saying is the fast food restaurants that I have been to that serve crinkle cut fries, put them in a deep fryer and do them right, and I believe they hold more.
They finally deep fried a ketchup. French fry. Congratulations.
They have little grooves.
Do you honestly prefer the crinkle cut?
What I'm saying is I don't believe that they are the worst French fry.
What do you think is the worst French fry?
Steak fries.
Thank you.
Are they fries, though, man?
Sometimes they're too hot in the middle.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're just so piping hot. They don't have the crunch on the outside.
I mean, I had some steak fries over the weekend that were so good. I told Mike, I said, you and your wife got to go up to, I forget where I was. It's called the Bison.
The Bison.
Bison on Main. But I mean, they were almost as thick as a steak fry, but crispy.
Huh.
And so you recommended this place to Mike specifically for the steak fries?
Well, there was a period of time where him and his wife were kind of just doing a fun little search for the best fries.
Okay.
So whenever I have a really good one, I go, I got to tell Mike about this.
I did not know this.
Was the Bison Buffalo themed?
Bison.
Yeah, okay.
Bison themed.
Yes, okay.
But like good, yeah, it was good food. It was awesome. I mean, right, it was just up north a little bit. My friend works there. I was like, I'll pop in. I was like, your food's actually good.
Mm-hmm. All right, Mike. Well, when the head chef shows up, you have to at least let us know what you and your wife conclude. Did you guys come to a unanimous conclusion on the best fry?
No, we really haven't quite set on it just yet. It's going to be more of a tour is what we're doing.
A tour.
Like, how about the really thin fries that sometimes they'll serve
like shoestrings?
Yeah, I mean, but like, yes. Yeah. Like below the McDonald's size.
Oh, I know what you're saying.
So it's
They're
even
not
smaller,
quite shoestring.
It's even
right.
smaller than that.
Yeah, like small and crispy.
Teeny tiny French fries.
Well, to me, that's a condiment. You put those on your burger. Then they're
it's
fantastic.
Kind of that, it's kind of yeah. it's kind of close to that size. All right, so French fries coming up at 4:30 with a head chef and Ted's meat and potatoes.
I was gonna say, based on 40,000 Yelp reviews.
All right, okay, very cool. Oh, let's see. Today's the day we play Big Dummy. It's an easy game to play. We will spin the category wheel. You're either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. Our biggest dummy so far this year, as we're at the halfway point, that's Corey, who took
Cody.
Corey. Would you say Curry?
I think I said Cody.
Cody.
Oh, is it Cody?
I think it's Cody.
Maybe it's Cody.
Is Cody. All right,
it's Cody.
I think we should call him Curry.
I like Curry. I like that.
Cody, Corey,
Curry.
Human. 10 questions is our biggest dummy so far. Okay. We do a little poll when we play Big Dummy. Last time we asked you, in all honesty, who do you believe is the best looking member of your family?
Mm-hmm.
And your options were one of your parents, could be a cousin, could be an aunt or uncle, or a sibling. And we put the poll up. If you follow us on X there at Men's Room Live, here are the results from last week's poll. Coming in at fourth place with only 6%, you said the best looking member of your family, aunt, uncle.
Really?
Yeah, I thought that would be higher.
You got ugly aunts and uncles, huh?
Apparently so.
All right.
In third place was 17%, parent. So a lot of you said, yeah, you know what? I did. My mom was a beauty queen, whatever. So I
Sure.
You know, whatever. In second place, with 19, well, she got a sash.
No, I hear you. She was in parade. So
she was in
so,
you know? I know.
She was a beauty queen.
Look, she was in parades, and there's pictures with, like, her name on the side of the car where they made a special banner and stuff.
Was she going to wave?
Yeah, she's doing a parade wave, you know, where you just kind of rotate.
Elbow, wrist.
Correct. Sibling in second place, 19%. Overwhelmingly, you guys said 58%, the best-looking member of your family is a cousin.
Even though their parents are ugly, apparently.
Yeah, well, you said cousin.
I said cousin, but I never said my aunts and uncles were ugly.
Ugly people make pretty people all the
they
time.
They do, man. One of the ugliest people I've ever known, a woman I used to call Shrek, all right?
Yeah.
And I got in trouble for that. Anyway, she was hideous, but she married this dude, and the dude was equally as ugly.
Double down, man.
It's true, all right? So
he meant it the first time.
They were incredibly ugly. And they had a kid, and the kid's birthday was Halloween, and Ted and I could not stop laughing. We're like, of course it's
right.
Halloween.
Two monsters
get together, what better day? Cutest kid ever. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, I saw the kid in the lobby. Okay, so our poll this week, a story Mike brought you yesterday, as rumor has it that Apple's upcoming iOS 26 updates will include a feature that detects if you're having phone sex over FaceTime.
Hey,
so it's going to pause your camera,
you doing there?
And then a warning pops up that says, you may be showing something sensitive. If you feel uncomfortable, you should end this call.
It should just say, you're showing your pee-pee.
Then there are two buttons, resume audio and video or end call.
That looks like a no-no square.
It's supposed to be a security feature. That is a starfish. But some people online are creeped out about Apple knowing when they're being naughty. So Apple's not commented. It's a rumor. But multiple people who are beta testing the new software update have actually seen this thing in action. So a couple things to note. There's a place in your device's setting where you can turn this sensitive content. Well, who cares about all that? You know what's going on there, all right?
That's just so weird to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're trying to do something sexy with your partner there and then just pop. We can see your penis. Are you cool with your penis
least,
being seen?
Or at least compliment it, you know? If you're going to pop up there and end of the day, like, nice penis.
If you earn it.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
You have Peronis.
Yeah. So, okay, today on our men's room poll, you are going to accidentally send a pick to one. Now, what we attempted to do on these choices was someone that you might run into occasionally, but with some regularity.
Right.
Okay? So, basically, you're going to see them. It's just not all the time. So, the first person on the list would be your crush. Now, ultimately, if you're married, in a relationship, if you are single, whatever the deal is, look, it's okay to be attracted to other people. And there's going to be people out there that you are attracted to.
Absolutely.
Okay. So whether you're married or not, whatever the deal
is. Still your crush.
You know who this person is. I mean, Steve, you talk about the guy at Nordstrom's all the time who sells your wife shoes.
Yeah.
So, and you know.
He might accidentally get a boob pic from him. Accidentally, I'm sure.
Right. That's
complete mistake.
That's the people that we're talking about on this, okay? So your crush, whoever that is, could be somebody you work with, could be someone you run into during work, someone who lives in your neighborhood, someone you see at the gym. That's who's getting the pic, and they know it's from you.
Mm-hmm,
all right.
Mm-hmm.
Second choice is your boss. Now, for some of you, this might be an easy thing. If your boss is of the opposite sex, it might change things, depending on the relationship you have. Well, I think most people and their bosses have a closer relationship than not, for the most part. I would, you know, it just seems like you know your boss one way or another, right?
I don't know, man.
I mean,
think about our old boss. If I got a D pick from him, be like, bro, I already know.
No,
don't
you,
like
I sent it to him, though.
I don't care.
Abby
Devers.
Yeah.
I mean, we work in a smaller environment. I don't know that many people have a close relationship.
Yeah, I've had some good bosses. I've had some bad bosses.
Okay.
And certain bosses definitely would take an accidental D pick much different.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, so boss is number two on the list. Your third option would be your dentist. So I don't know what your plan is or how often you go, but we're thinking within that dentist-doctor realm. You know, dentists you seem to see more than once a year. I believe it's twice a year you're allowed to go to the dentist on our dental plan.
That is correct. Like a teeth cleaning or whatever the deal is.
So dentist is number three. Fourth on the list is your hairdresser or whoever cuts your hair.
Mm-hmm.
That's the person that you're going to send that picture to.
So we had this conversation earlier, right? We're kicking around different ideas. And then Taryn was in the office. So she's like, this is great. And I said, I asked her, I said, all right, Taryn, I send you a D pic. She's like, okay. I said, but it's not a picture of my D. Is it less offensive? And she noodled it. So I talked to two other coworkers today. They both determined that it'd be less offensive if I sent them a D pic, if the picture is, in fact, of someone else's D. So what I did was I Googled monkey penis and I emailed it to them.
Oh, good.
So yeah. I have officially sent them both a D pic.
And now they have proof.
Yeah, it's just not my penis. It's a monkey with a very red
penis. Seems less, way less offensive.
That's what I mean, yeah. but I sent it to them.
Yeah.
They both appreciate it.
Like the one guy that passed on about his, you know.
The big black dude.
The thinking man guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a lot of those during the pandemic.
You know what? Your friends would just send them to you. So you just pop on it. Like, you know.
Right. And thanks, Chandler. You would never know.
Thanks, Chandler.
And then it's like, oh, there's that guy's.
Is it the visual Rick Roll, basically?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what are you guys thinking on this one? You're going to accidentally send a pic of your junk. Crush, boss, dentist, or hairdresser?
I'm sending it to my boss.
I'm sending it to Castle.
You are?
Straight up. Yeah. And even if...
What about Dave?
Yes.
But that could get you fired, right?
No, I mean, new head boss.
Yeah, new Dave.
Oh,
yeah, that's the boss.
Yeah. Boy. Yeah.
That's the boss.
Yeah, I'd still send it to him.
You'd send it to him.
He would take it differently.
We'll find out.
I'd still send it to him.
Yeah, I'd send it to him. Because I feel like I could send up the follow-up. They're just, hey, sorry, man.
I think I'm going to send it to the person that cuts my hair.
Really?
Yes.
She that hot?
Yeah, he's a good looking man. No, yes, yeah. She's attractive.
I mean, I went to the barber shop today. That guy's nice. I guess I could send him one.
Don't.
Is he
your steady?
Yeah.
See, because I was noodling through this myself, and I was like, dude, the last thing I want to do, and I know this sounds so ridiculous, is change the person that cuts my hair.
That makes sense.
Because once you find them, you know what I mean? It's like there's no breakup. I mean, I don't want to go look for someone else.
Right.
I don't want to start another relationship with someone, you know, where I have to talk about all the... It's like you start from the beginning of the book.
Again, right. I had this many kids.
Because you're going to the same questions.
Yeah.
Now when I walk in, we're already caught up. You know what I mean? So the conversation is in real time. I don't have to go back in time. So it's like when you get a new doctor, you got to go back in time. You got to start from the beginning of the story.
Well, that's what I feel with my dentist. My dentist, like... Man, very chatty. Like, very, very, very chatty. Has a lot of questions. Very sweet. The problem is, you're a dentist. My mouth is open. I'm like, you understand this. And you're drying it out intentionally with a suction thing. Maybe don't ask me questions. Like, tell me stories. And she does that, too. Don't ask me questions. I do feel like if I sent her a D-pick an hour that she's cleaning my teeth, she'd laugh about it but wouldn't stop talking about it.
Yeah. Well, see, and I could send it.
Saw your penis.
It's my hairdresser, but... Yeah, it's this morning, he was doing my beard and kind of nicked my lip. So I'd be like, well, here's my penis. Right. We're even.
Here's okay, retaliation. All
right. See, and then I thought about the dentist. for a minute. But the thing about the dentist is, and I don't know why this
it's a
is.
A very intimate position.
Well,
it is.
Exactly.
That's what I don't like.
Also,
about
these
man.
Chairs are unusually flatter than most dental yes, chairs I've been are. In. So when I get in it, man, it's just like me and my feet and, you know, my penis.
Right.
They're up there all the time. So. I don't know. I just think it would be awkward for myself just to lay flat on my back, basically, with my penis up.
Knowing that you've
sent them.
My
penis is up in the air, and that's the picture that I sent. You know? Now, who do you think...
I don't think your dentist ever looks over and goes, penis is close to me.
It's my self-conscious.
Right.
That
Miles is aware that his penis is close
up in
to
the air.
Dentist.
It's up in the air.
Because Miles is a predator. While the dentist is just being a dentist. Why are you worried about your penis being near the dentist?
Do you know sometimes when you have shorts on?
I didn't even notice the fingers in my mouth. I couldn't stop thinking about my penis was near.
So the way my pants are right now, my shorts, I have this big fold coming up right where my penis is.
Yeah.
Right?
That makes it
that is not my, does it? I make,
yeah, that, I got
that's,
that too.
That's not my penis.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
I only adjust that on a plane.
But it looks like I'm standing where my penis is. So when I lay down, I get that same bulge sometimes. Yeah. You know, but then with the help of the penis. So then it's just, it's up there, you know?
All of that goes through your mind if you send
I'm
a
on
deep
my
pic
back
to your dentist.
I'm on my back.
That's the process you go through.
That's what I thought.
I stopped it. Damn.
All right. Okay.
I, no, but
who,
I like
who would be the first? Who would be the first person to share the pic?
My boss.
The boss.
Yeah.
I, sure. Either of the bosses that we've sent.
Yeah, they're going to share.
I mean, that's the issue. I don't think
HR.
Oh no, I have a bad feeling we just get shown around the office.
I do too. I think that's what would happen.
Not to female employees.
D.
Yeah. I've seen it. When we were in Baltimore, it showed up one day.
Who, me?
Yeah.
What did I do?
We were doing a free-for-all on one of those Thursday or Fridays. Yeah. They'd be a free-for-all, and one of the girls we had in there was something like she was going to flash us.
Oh, we made a bet, and I lost. Well, they said, hey, I can't. Yeah. What are they all? So show me the boobs.
So he hung Brain in front of you?
Well, he was in the studio.
I was in the studio.
But
did you
did you turn so he didn't have to look at them?
No, where the chicks were and where Ted was, it's like it's in one direction, right? But
you could have turned around.
And I could have, but you, man, the brunette, if you saw her, you'd understand. Anyway,
yeah.
So I'm my pants and pulled my junk out. And I remember Ted's like, Jesus!
What do you say when you go home to your roommate? Like, how was your day at work, Ted?
I mean, I'm sure I said to DV at some point, like,
you don't believe this one.
Yeah, here you go. I forgot about that.
Was the woman impressed?
They were excited, I think.
No, were they impressed? You know.
I mean, she didn't say nice penis, but they're both like, ooh.
Oh, really?
Yeah, honest to God. Like,
did you save that audio?
I would have. Man, we should have.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be hard to find.
It'd be hard to find.
I would say more importantly is you hear a lot of people being like, all right, yeah, I'll show it. But they're usually just talking.
I was
right?
Not.
Right, Thrill was not. So that's when you're like, are they impressed? They were just like, oh, all right.
Yeah.
Right, I was like,
surprise!
I'm like, God. I'm just like, God damn it.
Well, good news.
What show am I into?
Any of the other people.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. It's good news.
All right, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, they're going for us. So our men's room poll, you're going to accidentally send a pic to one. A crush, a boss, a dentist, or a hairdresser. All right, let's see if we can get a contestant in here on Big Daddy.
Ted, if I ever do it, I'm screaming that right before I do it. Hello, Jerry. Welcome to the men's room.
Need whiskey and wenches.
Hola.
What's up, Jerry? Jerry, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober, Jerry. Welcome to Big Dummy. All right, Jerry, you're going to send a pick to one. Crush, boss, dentist, or hairdresser?
I think the one who would least care and least give a whatever is my barber.
Your hairdresser, barber. Your barber. Okay. Yep. What is it? Is he an old salty dude?
Oh, it's an old-fashioned five-man, four-man barber shop in Covington.
Okay. What's a haircut cost these days? If you go to a barber.
25.
All right. That's not bad. Okay.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know. All right. Here is your question. Jerry, what band released the album Rock and Roll High School?
Oh, Rock and Roll High School. Yes. I didn't have.
It's actually
I have no idea, so I guess R.E.M.
R.E.M. It would be the Ramones. Rock and Roll High School. Graduated at the top of my class, Rock and Roll High School.
Nice.
Thank you. All right, your question. The ozone layer absorbs what type of radiation from the sun?
Ultraviolet.
Got it, Jerry. Nice job.
You are correct, sir.
Big Dummy is the game, 206-803-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
Matt, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
Not sober, Matt. What are you not sober on?
Just a little weed.
All right. All right. Okay, Matt, what are you going to do? Accidentally send a pic to who? Crush, boss, dentist, or hairdresser?
I'll also go hairdresser.
Hairdresser.
You think hairdressers listening right now are like, yo, we do not want your deep
pics,
fellas.
There, Matt.
Why do you keep picking our profession?
Matt, how long have you had this relationship with your hairdresser?
About 3 years.
3 years. Okay. So it's a pretty solid, steady thing.
Yeah.
Don't see your penis.
Okay.
Yeah.
True.
Unsolicited Matt penis.
Yeah, then you're out.
Do you think, okay, so say like, I don't know, you got a haircut coming up in 6 weeks, and for whatever reason, you fire off a deep pic to them, all right? When you show up, do you think they bring it up, or is it just one of the elephant in the room?
No, she'd laugh about it.
Okay. Would you bring it up? Hey, man.
You mean the size of it?
Yeah. Everything.
Look, oh, my God. Yeah, it depends on the laugh.
The worst response you can get is, ew.
Yeah.
So as long as you don't get that.
Well, if you laugh about something, there's lots of ways you can laugh.
You can, but that's better than ew. All right, your question. In what classic children's book would you find the creature called a push-me-pull-you?
Let's go to the Jungle Book.
Little Engine that Could.
No. Robert Downey Jr. starred in the movie, I believe, it was Dr. Doolittle.
Oh.
Was he Dr. Doolittle? Am I right? Robert Downey Jr.?
Yes.
Okay. All right, your question. How many colors are in a rainbow?
Seven.
My question to you, Mike. Are there, in fact, seven different Skittles colors? Ooh. The whole thing is taste the rainbow, so at least have the decency to have seven freaking colors.
They wouldn't say that.
I don't know.
It's false advertising.
That's what I'm saying.
We could sue them.
They got strawberry, orange, lemon, lime, and grape. Five.
They got five. Oh, that's great. You can't even taste the rainbow.
You're tasting the unicorn.
Yeah, that's it.
Hang on. You got the red, which is strawberry. You got the orange, which is orange. Yellow is lemon. Green is lime. What are we missing?
I don't know, but
blue.
It's still
we don't have a blue or an indigo, but we have a violet, which is grape.
Okay. But you're still short by two. We can't taste the rainbow. Someone let Skittles know.
Come on, Skittles.
We'd like to taste the rainbow. We are too short. I would like to speak to a manager.
More Big Dummy coming up, 206-803-ROCK. Do us a favor, kick some money to the kids. Did you see what I did there?
Yeah.
KISW6 Annual Kicks for Kids campaign is on now. Helping our friends at Mary's Place. You know how many kids they take care of on a yearly basis in the area. It's a ton. They've got, I believe, four or five locations.
Damn.
In the Pacific Northwest. And the idea is this. Let's put a brand new pair of shoes on the kids before they go back to school. The cool thing about this is the kids get to pick out the style they want. If they want Vans, they want Chucks or Nike or whatever the deal is. The goal is to raise $20,000, and you can donate now at KISW.com.
You think the kids want any of the brands you just threw out there?
Well, man, I didn't know until Ted told me. I thought I was wearing those old man Hokas. I know that people wear them who have a lot of pain in their joints and everything else. I did not know that was a thing that a 20-year-old would wear.
It shocked me. And then my nephew was like, "Yeah, that's just what he wears now." And I was like, "All right, I guess
old man nephew."
So I mean, like even me, I'll go. I saw a really nice pair of Skechers the other day.
All right, hear me out.
They upped their game.
I've heard they're incredibly comfortable.
They had to be.
They looked really nice, but they had the big S.
Big S, yeah. That's where Skechers goes wrong.
And for me,
I'll buy your shoes if you take your logo off. I just thought,
am I there yet?
Yeah, yeah.
That's all.
For sure.
So kids are even more critical of shoes. I mean, this is me going, am I in Skechers territory yet? Have I reached that?
You've gone too far when it's not that they're white New Balance dad shoes, it's that they're also Velcro.
Well, you know they're white.
Damn.
The reason people know they're white.
Yeah, did your dad wear Velcro shoes?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that is the worst, dude.
And I think he wasn't even like... It wasn't like we had him in like a place or anything. He was just like, I don't feel like tying my shoes or buy Velcro. And then one of the last times I saw him as he's dying, he's like, two new pairs, haven't even worn them yet. And I said, I love you, but there's no acting chance.
You're getting through two pairs.
Right. I was already in my 40s. Like, I'm not wearing Velcro shoes.
He wanted to give them to you?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Was he upset when you turned him down?
He just couldn't fathom it.
Yeah.
Well, you just Velcro them. Yeah. So much easier.
It's really tough. It's really tough when parents or relatives try to give you clothes that really matters to them.
And you're like, no, you
keep that, man. That's really important.
Oh, yeah. But seriously. Teddy, they're brand new.
Dad, I know.
Yeah.
That's not the issue. They're Velcro.
Yeah.
I said, you're in your 70s. You can get away with this. And I'm not.
My mom's like, do you want your Letterman's jacket? It's right here. I'm like, why do you have that? I don't want that.
Like, you don't.
Now, that's kind of cool.
I don't want that.
I like that.
Well, you know.
Your mom's going to keep it.
What am I going to wear it to a sock hop?
Well, no, but she's going to keep it.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But she wanted to give it to me.
Well, no. I don't need that bag.
I was trying to say that very politely. No, you keep that as a memento in case I pass on before you do. How about that?
I will never wear that.
Exactly. Yeah. Game is Big W, 206-803-ROCK. Who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
I will say again, going to an all-guy school, it's different. I don't know any of my friends that wear them.
Right.
But when you have, like, the smoker the night before... Or it's like an alumni thing.
They show up.
It's like it's a flex on two versions. A, can you still fit in it?
Okay, and then, all right. All right,
and
fair
then
enough.
B, you could either the amount of varsity letters or how many championships you won while you were there.
Okay. So like, well, fair enough.
You know what I mean? Like DB was on one of the greatest teams ever, and they have this jacket that Reebok made for him. But, like, if he shows up at that event, or he's like, ah, he wins this one.
Right.
It's one of the best Amatha jackets of all time.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Garrett. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola. Garrett, team sober today?
Sober.
All right. Welcome to Big Dummy, man. Okay, our men's room poll, you're going to accidentally send a pick to somebody, and you know the type of pick we're talking about. So is it going to be a crush, a boss, dentist, or your hairdresser?
Send it to the boss.
Send it there to the you boss. Go. You got a cool boss?
Yeah, that just seems like a big choice.
Okay, now, do you believe your boss, since you're cool with them, would take this and share it with some of your other coworkers? Hey, look what Garrett said.
No.
No, I don't think he would.
Man. Our boss would dime us out in a heartbeat.
Yep.
In a heartbeat.
Right. Or we'd be employees of the month.
That's how you do it.
Hey, check this out.
Employee they know month. Why.
Who is that?
All right, Garrett, here's your question.
I can't identify
we
the employee,
have to guess by the employee of the exactly. month.
By this.
Or anything it is. All right.
Anyway, congrats.
Well, just number wise, Thrill, you have no
Oh, chance. Everyone knows if I am.
Well, yeah. I mean,
oh, that penis is black. That is Thrill.
Am I allowed to do black penis?
Wait a minute.
Well, you know, I mean,
you mean like black face, but
yeah,
black penis?
Can I do black penis?
That would
just
be
to,
amazing.
Just to yeah. throw people. Wow, Steve's got a small
Miles
penis.
Miles got in trouble. He did black penis, man.
Wow, Steve's yeah. got really
We don't mind that he sent the penis picture. What we mind is that he was doing black penis.
Racially insensitive penis.
I think I got
that's what you think I got your back.
I think I can pull it off.
I think we can tell by your white thighs.
Yeah, well, no, I do the whole area.
That's why it's a black D.
Yeah.
Local radio host loses his job.
No, 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 no.
Racially insensitive. Miles Montgomery.
Would I be
you get labeled racist.
I'd be the litmus test on this. You know what I mean? So then you'd have to figure out.
If something's racist or not, you don't want to be the litmus test.
I know. But what if I'm right?
Black D.
You know what? You go ahead and roll that dice.
The people versus Miles.
Exactly. And you do that? Is that allowed?
You sound like Hulk Hogan. Well, yeah, my penis isn't black, right. but Mr. T is. Name him Mr. T.
Have gold chains on it.
Hey.
Just keep digging the hole.
No pity for this fool.
Yeah, exactly. I pity the fool don't like this penis.
You ever seen Miles' Mr. T black penis?
Every once in a while at Halloween.
All right. Party tricks.
Garrett, here's your question. Who directed the movies Platoon, Born on the 4th of July, and The Doors?
Ah, no idea.
You know his name.
David Spielberg.
Oliver Stone.
Oliver Stone. Because
Platoon is basically the story of his life.
Yeah. Very uplifting. Happy stuff.
Again, that's another one I watch a lot.
Jesus, man. Wow. You're like my wife, man. You just do it through war and stuff, man. She does it through romance. So yesterday, she been to watch some show. Handmaid's Tale, right? And, I mean, she said she's boo-hooing all day. But she binged it. Whatever. I'm like, cool. So I get home a little bit later last night. Now she said, we're relaxing to music. I'm doing a little light writing. She's reading a book sitting next to me. And even in my periphery, I could tell that she's about to cry or something. And so I just turned around. I'm like, what are you doing? It's like, this book. And she started explaining.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, you just said you went through this entire day binging the show that just ripped you up, you know, your guts, your heart, your head, all this. And then you choose to, the nightcap is to read a sad book. Hey, what is wrong with you, man? And that's you, Ted.
It
I'm going to watch Platoon.
Yeah. I won't, and I'll be fine. I'll watch it. It sucks when Alalis dies. But if I watch a kid get drafted, then I'll start being like, man, I'm so proud of
him. That's right.
I'm going to rent up.
Yeah. Oh, man. First 5 minutes.
Kill you.
All right. Your question. What female singer's first greatest hits album was named the Immaculate Collection?
The Immaculate what?
Collection.
Collection. Immaculate Collection. I am not a fan of this person. Ever. At all. Mike, you nailed it.
Is she from Pittsburgh?
No.
I don't know.
She's from New York.
She is from New York.
She just feels like somebody that would name her first album the Immaculate Collection. She is just so great that this is immaculate.
I have no idea where it's going to say Dolly Parton.
Not Madonna.
Madonna.
Dolly's not quite that full of herself.
No.
I still remember the Immaculate Reception.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I thought maybe it was somebody from Pittsburgh.
Oh, speaking of Dolly Parton, did you know this? Not Dolly Parton, she did a duet, right, with Motley Crue on Home Sweet Home.
Yeah.
I haven't heard it, but it's the number one classic rock song chart.
No, okay. Rock.
Active rock.
Okay. Yeah. Like Taryn said,
I mean, it's a classic song.
This was not a duet. They recorded her lines and put it over the track for the
But it's
80s.
A number one song.
It's duet enough.
Yeah.
Is that why you're crapping on it?
Yes. Now, look, it's fine. It sounds great. I like Dolly. Don't call it a duet.
Oh.
Hey,
Garrett.
Hey.
Garrett.
You okay?
Yep.
All right. Okay. Garrett, here's your question.
Yeah, just getting bashed by the cops.
What is the That's only good. Continent located in all four hemispheres?
Is this the only continent where the equator runs through it?
It's not the only continent where the equator runs through it, but
a river does.
You're right. A river does run through it.
South America.
I'm going to say Asia.
Africa. All four continents.
All four hemispheres.
Hemispheres, yeah.
I don't know anything about the hemispheres.
Is that because of where it starts, basically?
So you got the prime meridian,
yeah,
and you
so
have the equator.
From that,
how
yeah,
we
okay.
divide the Earth.
Right,
so
gotcha,
Africa,
gotcha.
All
it just
four
splits
of those.
Those.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Gotcha. Prime meridian to north to south and the equator.
Yeah, I'm familiar with the equator. I don't know. Hemispheres throw me off.
It has nothing to do with the international dateline.
But where does that's what Greenwich.
That's
right? That's where does day start?
Just before Japan.
Just before Japan.
Yeah, so we head west from here. Like yeah, we're
right. going the other way.
It is.
Yeah.
Let's go past Hawaii.
Go past Hawaii, and it's already tomorrow.
If you hit Russia, you went too far.
All right, here's in the wrong direction. All right, here's your question: what cartoon family lived in the SkyPad apartment building?
Oh, that's easy.
Oh,
his boy Elroy.
What's that?
Justin.
Yeah, there you go, guys. Nice job.
Is Elroy supposed to be like a futuristic name, or does it just suck? I always thought the name was stupid. Yeah, I mean, did they name him that?
Like, no, because they named the other kid Judy.
That's good.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, yeah. they're going
Elroy
very.
Elroy and Judy.
They're very going very old school in that.
Wow.
I met George Jetson down at Universal Studios in Orlando.
Oh, did you?
Decent guy, man. I'm serious. I got a picture.
You're very excited about that.
Yeah, I was.
Did he talk much?
No, he's quiet. It's quite young.
But I bet you smiled the whole time.
Yeah. I don't think they're allowed to.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we connected.
You don't want them to talk.
Because he saw the excitement when I saw him. And I thought
it's George Jetson!
No, I was like, oh my God. I'm like, oh my God. He could tell I was pretty fired up. So
he's like, who's this grown ass
so
man?
I'm like, wife, get the camera, man. She wasn't my wife then, but get the camera. She's like, why? I'm like, that is George Jetson. I'm getting my picture with him. And he was like, oh, buddy, hey, how are you? He could tell my excitement.
Hey, weirdo.
Through the roof. It's George Jetson.
How much glue did you eat, son?
He was taller than I thought.
I wore the costume, you freaky, scary man.
Didn't look.
I thought you knew that.
He didn't look like he aged a day.
No,
seriously,
okay.
He looked exactly
looking
the same.
Good.
He looks great.
Seriously.
They shouldn't age them, make it appropriate. Hello, Andrea. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Andrea, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
All right, Andrea. Are you drinking a men's room IPA?
No, just a little green.
There you go. All right, good for you. Okay. All right, our men's room poll, you're going to accidentally send a pic to somebody. Is it going to be a crush, boss, dentist, or hairdresser?
I'm going to say boss because technically it was her husband.
Oh, okay.
Who's that?
It's her husband. Her boss is. She can send it to her boss.
Oh, is that the caveat on this?
Yeah.
All right. Yep. Well, that's kind of cheating. But
have you ever sent him you send him any nude pics?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, does he return the favor?
Used to.
Oh.
In the early days, you know.
In the early days.
Tell him to take a picture of someone else and send it to
him. Yeah. No, that'll work just as well.
No.
You never believe what I saw.
Anybody. Any of your friends.
But if Greg's available, that would be great.
That would be number one.
Yeah. All right. Andrea, do you spell your name Andrea? Is that the same spelling?
Yes.
So do you always have to tell people it's Andrea?
Yeah, but if you guys got it wrong, I probably wouldn't say anything.
That's cool.
Well, obviously you told Mike. It adds your product like Andrea.
Well,
that's right. Well, she, you know, I asked her what her name was. She said Andrea. I was like, all right. And I knew it was going to be spelled that same way, but that was for you, Steve. That's
oh, I understand
so that.
That
you didn't
so that I don't call you Andrea.
Yeah.
Andrea.
I was thinking Andrea here.
All right, Andrea, here is your question. Belgrade is the capital of what country?
Oh, gosh. Scotland?
No.
It does start with an S. I'll give you that.
Sweden?
Belgrade, no.
Serbia.
Serbia. All right. He learned now one of those depressing war movies.
They have a very famous and violent soccer firm.
Yes. You described that very eloquently.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to go to a game there.
No. All right, your question. The character Strong Bad was from what early 2000s animated series?
Strong Bad?
Strong Bad. Strong Bad.
Frog Door, the Burninator.
I forget the name of these things.
Ren and Stimpy?
No. They're coming back. My brother-in-law loved it. I didn't see him, and then he showed me him, and they are freaking hilarious.
Homestar Runner.
Homestar.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Our old buddy got us onto that when we first moved out here.
Let's check some emails.
Dad.com.
They're so stupid.
They are. That's a very niche thing, but
it's
funny.
That's like clip art movement stuff, man. It's great.
All right, Andrea, your question. What two letters have tittles?
What
two letters have tittles?
I believe they're right next to each other.
Yes.
Tittles. Oh, gosh.
It's like Skittles.
Actually, yeah. I feel like
you guys talked about this a while ago.
You just chose this question just so you could pass through it, didn't you?
Very specifically, yes.
Dotting.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
An I, a dot on an I?
And yes.
What's the other one?
What's the other one?
Crossing.
No, there's two with dots. Two letters at the dots, lowercase.
There you go, Andrea.
Nice. Andrea knows her tittles.
All right. Right, as we're going to cross the T's and dot the
lowercase J's.
That's right.
I thought about that same thing earlier today.
All right, that's a great scene.
Hello, Ryan. Welcome to the men's room.
Dale.
Ryan, sober or not sober?
I am sober.
All right.
Didn't you say you're sober?
Sober.
Okay.
Not inebriated.
All right. Okay, Ryan, you're going to accidentally send a pic to one. Will it be your crush, boss, dentist, or hairdresser?
It'll be me, my crush, and my Johnson.
Okay, the crush it is.
You, your girl, and your Johnson.
Ryan, where do you run into your crush?
Where do I run into her?
Yeah.
Oh.
Every time I open the trunk.
Like your local bar?
Yeah, the bar. Sometimes we go to like a pool hall. Like meet up, just hang out, talk, whatnot.
Right, Does she know that you have a crush on her?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. So she's already rejected you.
She'll find out one way or another.
That sounded a little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One way or another.
As soon as she opens that mailbox.
All right, Ryan, here's your question. Multiple choice. What organ is the focus of nephrology? Lungs, brain, liver, or kidneys?
Lungs.
Dang. Nephrology, the focus of which is your kidneys.
All right.
Also known as kidneyology.
I met a guy once, and he...
Nephrologist?
Yeah, and I said, I don't know what that is. And he was smoking a cig, and he goes, good, man, you don't want to have issues with your kidneys.
Damn.
He's smoking a cigarette.
He was smoking a cig as he said that to me.
Great.
Well, his kidneys are fine. I don't know what his lungs are doing.
Yeah, he's dead now. All right, Ryan, your question. Who was Liza Minnelli's mother?
Oh.
Her mother.
There it is.
Oh, I have no idea.
Really? You never heard this one before.
Was it Judy Garland?
Judy Garland.
Mama!
Also known as Dorothy.
Do you love me, Mama?
Remember the first time I watched Wizard of Oz with the kids? They enjoyed it as most kids do.
Yeah.
But when it's still in the black and white scene at the beginning, I said, look, man, here's my problem with this chick, Dorothy. Just before we get into the movie, I said, just watch what she does when she realizes that a tornado is coming toward her home, right? She's riding her bike home.
Yeah.
She drops it against the fence. She's yelling to Auntie M, trying to make sure everyone's safe. And there's a single, like, door sitting at the end of the drive. Mm-hmm. Instead of just crossing the yard where there was no fence, she actually goes to the door, opens it, closes it, and then runs into the house. And I pointed this
out
to
myself. There's no fence remaining there.
No. I'm like, how stupid is this woman? I was like, my God.
It was the 30s, man.
But it was also in a dream setting.
No. This was the this is the black and white. That's how you know she's stupid.
Yeah. Okay.
I thought the whole thing was a dream.
No, the color part was a dream. Right. Really?
I don't know. Her family wanted her dead, dude.
What?
I thought the
she pounded on that storm door and nobody opened it up.
You think her family...
Let me in!
We should do commentary on it. All right, here is your question.
Get her out of here.
How many weeks are in a fortnight?
Five?
Is that two?
Two.
Two. All right, question number four, Ryan.
Isn't that 13 days a fortnight?
14, is it? I thought it was 14, days? Yeah.
I think so.
All right.
I think so.
Your question. Vodka and orange juice create what cocktail?
That would be a screwdriver.
All right. More Big Dummy coming up. 206-803.